We are back. The Gunsmith Show. I have been learning, John.
You are. He's it's catching
at,
right on.
At the master, all things gun, Jonathan Smith. He's the gunsmith. I just push the buttons. I talk movies. I talk orcas, octopuses. They're very smart creatures too, John.
You know, I was watching an old, you know,
John Wick movie?
No, before him.
John Wayne?
James Bond movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I got into that one where Sean Connery with Pussy Galore.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the most awkward thing. And you think about the years it was made, and it was like, how did they get
galore
away with that? You know what I mean?
It was 60s, early 70s.
Of all mine.
Jill St. John, Diamonds Are Forever. She's my favorite.
Good. That was good. But
it was not that good. The early ones are really good.
They're all pretty good, but some of them were crazy. You know, the Roger Moore ones were weird.
Moonraker.
But the,
I liked Roger Moore.
The Daniel Craig ones are my favorite. I love them.
Really?
And they just...
They're okay.
From
Sean Connery really is the guy.
Sean Connery's good, but I can watch Daniel Craig's. I've watched
That's
Casino
not even like
Royale
a Bond,
40 times.
It, but it's not even like a Bond movie.
It is. He's
no,
good.
No, it isn't.
He's good.
No, it's a contemporary.
It's an action
he's
show.
He's flawed. You know, he's a victim. He's got his limitations.
Well, he's got mental problems because of
I know. It's
you know,
dumb.
Everybody's a victim.
Sean, you know? I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And Sean Connery never had
was never a victim.
No, he's just a tough guy.
Yeah.
You know, all the way.
Yes.
And I think it depends on who the new guy is going to be. Hopefully, you know, I've heard hints that the new James Bond will be the guy from Venom.
I thought it was going to be Zendaya.
I don't know who it's going to be.
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, he's good. He'd be a good one.
You know, he just did that.
I liked Venom. I thought that was pretty
cool. Venom was pretty cool.
I thought it was a good movie.
So too. But then Jake says, no, it's all AI. They're just teasing you, son. Dad,
oh, yeah.
Just don't even
I thought it was
going to
be
it.
Zendaya.
I don't know who it's
going to
be.
You know who she is?
She is out of the question. 007 will never be a woman again. It's been...
Oh.
I
heard it was going to be Zendaya.
I don't think so. The gal they had in there gave up the 007 nomenclature. So it's no more. She's not 007 anymore.
They never made one with her.
But no, but she was part of, you know, the Time to Die.
Gotcha.
No what, Time what, to Die.
The guy, Star-Lord, I think he'd be a good
007.
Star-Lord. Star-Lord. From the Guardians of the Galaxy. Star-Lord. Chris Pratt.
Okay, you said Chris Press. I don't know his name on that.
Star-Lord.
It's a good show. That's a good show. All right, enough talk about movies.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right.
I stole 3 minutes from him.
Yeah, I'm sorry. All right, the GS, it's stealing minutes from these people that need to talk about guns while their coffee's running out.
Sorry.
Come on, you got to have some compassion. I'm a compassionate gun guy. All right.
Tri-County Roofing.
Tri-County Roofing brings you this segment. You can reach them at 810-732-7740. Since 1971, they've been doing an excellent job on roofs, and they can do yours too. My house is dry and well-roofed because Tri-County did it. Yours can be the same way, whether it's residential or commercial.
Specialize in those flat, low-slope
yep.
rubber roofs, the
but
TPO.
They'll take care of it all for you. A lot of times, you're doing your commercial building, and you sweet talk the roofer into doing your house too. You know, that's how it works. So you got to be ready to do it. So they get it all done for you though. Again, 810-732-7740. You can get a hold of them right through my website, thegss.com, and link to them anytime you want to. If you have any questions, feel free to email them or send me an email, shooter@thegss.com, and I'll answer any questions you have on any of my sponsors. So I want you to plan the whole month of October around Ruger Celebration Week, which is the 21st, so 10/21 through 10/26. Watch for sales, watch for new products. It's going to be an exciting month. Ruger's going to come out with cool stuff. I just know it. And it's going to be exciting. So they're dealing with a lot of really cool stuff. The 75th anniversary thing is cool. But I want to tell you some history about Ruger. My first handgun was a Ruger. I went right at my very first handgun, 18 years old. I got a Ruger Blackhawk 357 Magnum in 4 5/8 inch barrel. It's a 357 that also shoots 38 specials, Dan. A hand cannon, a lot of fun. I loved it as a kid. I shot it relentlessly. I must have put 5,000 rounds through that gun. I just shot it and shot it and shot it. And it is still still. I know who owns it now. It's still a flawless gun. I don't still own it. But that gun was introduced in 1955. What made it special? It was just like a Western six shooter, but it had adjustable sights on it. That's something that the Colts didn't have. Colt, the old single action Army Colts, the John Wayne specials, those were just, they had a U machined out of the receiver of the frame of the gun, and then a front blade that was easy to holster. It was rounded so it didn't catch on holster. Well, the Rugers weren't made for fast draw. They were made for good target shooting and hunting. So the Ruger flat tops with adjustable sights, I think a lot of us out there listening right now can say, yep, I've got one, or yep, that was one of my first guns I ever fired. But it wasn't Ruger's first gun. Their first gun was the Ruger 22 semi-automatic pistols. And these were funky-looking guns. Everybody thinks there was a big confusion for years between Ruger and Lugers. There's an R in front of one and an L in front of the other. But actually, the Ruger was based and designed because Bill Ruger really, really had a thing for the Japanese Nambu pistols. And it was built off of that design. The Nambu pistols were funky little guns. They were cool little guns. And Ruger decided to make this first model that he actually put on the market. They were shipping them so heavy in the fall of 1949 that they were overwhelmed. They were in back order. They shipped over 1,100 guns in the fall of 1949 out of a small factory that they built and had in Southport, Connecticut. So pretty cool. Now, Bill Ruger, the man, the myth, the legend, he was, his name's synonymous with the company, but there was a partnership there with a guy named Alexander McCormick Sturm. So the name Sturm Ruger Company was the name on it forever. And then they started to change that in the past to 20 years to just Ruger. But they built their small shop in Southport. They borrowed $50,000 because they had such a good design on that handgun. And they were shipping those handguns like mad. So like I said, by the end of 1949, they were on back order. They couldn't make them fast enough. Unfortunately, Alex Sturm, these guys were both young men at the time. He died in 1951. So he only saw a little bit of the excitement of what he was building. But by then, they were already working on designs for the single six and what would become the Blackhawks. But he died in 1951, on November 16th, to be exact. But he was hospitalized for 10 days with viral hepatitis. Some sources say he died of cirrhosis of the liver from his heavy drinking and malnutrition. He was so caught up in his work, all he did was drink and work. And it killed him. At a young age. I mean, for the guy to only be 28 years old, and the brainchild, you know, a parent or a partner of the brainchild of this wonderful company that now is America's largest manufacturer of guns, it's just sad. But William Ruger, thankfully, took the company to new heights, and he just beautiful, innovative designs, and he had an eye for beautiful guns. The Ruger number ones are still some of the most beautiful rifles in the world. They're highly customizable. It's a single shot, high powered rifle that is, they're just in high demand. You go through the rifle department in a store, and if there's a Ruger number one, it's about $1,000 more than everything else around it. So, very, very good guns, but, thankfully, 23 years now after Bill Ruger's death, he's been gone since 2002. The company is still just kicking butt and taking names. So his death was rough, but you could see there was a hesitation in his son and the new people wanted to take over and start heading different directions, but they respected Bill and kind of held back until Bill was gone. And then they went forward with a lot of new things. It's taken some time to get it perfect, but they've done a good job. There's so many cool things that Bill Ruger was a part of, though, like the Mini 14, the number ones, the number three Rugers you don't hear about, the number 77s, Model 77 bolt actions, phenomenal guns. They weren't afraid to make changes, but one of the most innovative guns they ever came out with was the Ruger 44 carbine. That has been a deer hunting spectacular gun here in Michigan since its existence, and they are in such high demand. Those guns, I remember in 1988, you could find them in gun shops clearance for $275. Beautiful guns, still brand new in package, $275. You know, brand new. Now try to find one for under $1,200. The value has shot up. It's almost like gold. The value's done so good. You're talking thousands of percents better in price. So Ruger's has a very strong collector society, and that's something you should look into. If you like Ruger's a lot, look it up. The Ruger Collector Society, a lot of members of my family in that group, and they have certainly been trendsetters over the years, and to this day, some of the most innovative designs and most American designs that are sought after around the world. The Ruger Red Label shotguns, for instance, an industry standard gun that is beautiful. And every now and then they just do crazy things, like they quit making them. So it's like, why would you quit making them? You know, it'd be like Chevy saying, we're not going to make trucks anymore. You know, why not? You know, I don't understand some of their thinking, but they have a master plan, and I can't say what it is. But from the .22 auto pistol to the single six to the Blackhawks, the .10-22s, that just brings us from 1949 to 1964. And so many more. What a history. Ruger has just impressed
classic American
me.
Company.
And I didn't realize how many I had until I started thinking about Ruger month coming up.
Yeah.
And it's like, holy crap, I have more Rugers than anything else.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
I thought I had more Marlins, but I don't. I got more Rugers. So I was kind of going, huh, it was a scratch your head moment for John.
Well, I'll be darned.
But every now and then you got to assess what you have.
I didn't realize I had three Rugers.
Yeah, we'll stick with three. That's a good number. Hey, we got more coming up. We're going to talk about some of the next things down the pipe, which is the unbelievable amount of really cool guns at Ruger's that Ruger has at Williams Gun Sight.
That Williams has Ruger's. Williams has Ruger's. A lot of them.
And Ruger
we're going to talk
likes
about
Williams.
When we come back, okay. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. Back after this.